You know, here's a tip. When you retire, stay retired. I promise you, you'll never see me unretire. When I'm gone, I'm gone. Have at it. I don't care who sits here next. Let's get to the point. David, I know you have ticket techs, but we need to start this 3 o'clock hour, and we need to do this right. The NFL kicks off tonight. It's Chiefs-Ravens premium matchup. You heard what I said to finish that segment. This is very, very simple to me. And in the words of a wise man, who I might be related to, I am at risk of falling into something. You know, Rico, I've been told only a Sith speaks in absolutes. Obi-Wan Kenobi. The point I'm making is I am speaking in an absolute. The Lions winning Super Bowl. I believe it. There's no hesitation. There's no hyperbole. I'm saying it with my chest. But my thing is I want to know who in listener land actually believes. Because it's one thing to believe in your heart. It's one thing to go, hey, we can do this. It's another to say we will. And then have all your coworkers make fun of you when you're wrong.
You know what? I don't think people are going to make fun of you, Mike. This morning, watching Good Morning Football, somebody picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl. A couple had the Lions in the Super Bowl. ESPN, the Lions are the pick to at least make the game. A lot agreed with you that this is going to be Detroit's year.
But case in point, do you know why Jim Costa likes Kenny Cott?
Why?
Because he's a pussycat. Cott did the hedge.
Oh.
Lions make it, but they lose. That's the Stoney. That's shaking both hands. No, to hell with that. I want to know right here, right now, we kick off the NFL season. Are you willing to say, Lions are doing this? Guys, I don't care what the past is. I don't care what preceded this. I think they have the right coach. They have the continuity on the coaching staff. You have an elite offensive coordinator and, at minimum, an ascending defensive coordinator. You have more of the league's top 50 under 25 players than anyone in the sport. You have an elite offensive line. You get high-level to borderline elite quarterback play. Elite skill weapons everywhere. Best tight end in football. A conversation about the best receiver in football. And one of the ascending superstars that makes up, in my opinion, the best backfield in football. Defensively, yes, there are questions. Are they getting better? Absolutely. Did they get better this offseason? Absolutely. Guys, 13 of the games are indoors. You've got the best home field advantage in the entire NFC. It's now. It's Super Bowl or bust. And if they don't win it, this season's a failure. I'm not talking about moral victories. I'm not talking about memories or we came so close. No. It's happening or it's not. There's no sort of pregnant. They're winning the Super Bowl.
See, it's funny. Because yesterday, while you were here, I said, because we did that Super Bowl or bust type of thing, and I said, you know what? Because it's so difficult, Mike, and you follow football long enough, if you make it back to the NFC Championship game, it takes a little bit of luck to actually win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's like making it to the Final Four.
You'd know all about that, wouldn't you?
Okay.
So, look. I want to throw the number out. And if I got a battle.
Write this.
Yeah, you write that down. If I got to battle Rico and Kenny and David in-house, I will. But I want to hear from you guys. And, yeah, we'll do bold-ass NFL predictions, but why not just start out with the boldest one of all? That the Chicago Cubs of football are going to win the World Series. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I think that is bold. I think it's bold to say any team's winning the Super Bowl because Rico's right. It's so damn hard. But I think they're built right. I think the moment is now. And I'm willing to say it, and if you want to make fun of me, make fun of me. But I want to know if you're willing to say it. Not that we could or might or we got a shot. No, do you believe in your heart?
Say it with your chest.
Yeah, it's going down. It's happening. That we're going to be doing – me and Evan are going to be on a parade float, and I'm going to get a slot machine on that parade float for Ed. He won't have to look at anybody, but he can focus on the slot machine as we cruise down Woodward and confetti flies. Gummied out of his mind. 248. 539-9797. David, go ahead, start with you. You're the meanest one of the bunch.
I just don't see them getting to the Super Bowl this year. I still have question marks with the defensive end. I've been saying this all offseason. They didn't address it, and I think that concern will come up big late in the season and into the playoffs. They need someone opposite of Aiden. I just don't see it. I understand where people are coming from when they say it, when you say it. I get it. But getting there is tough. I don't think they get there, let alone win it.
Mitch. Wow. Kenny, your thoughts.
He's occupied.
Okay.
With what? His food?
Phone call.
With the phone.
Oh, well, kudos, Kenny. Thank you.
I'll say this. I agree with David. In order to win the Super Bowl, Mike, you got to have defense. You're going to need games, especially late in the playoffs, where you can keep a team under 20 points. I don't know if the Lions have that type of defense. Can they score with anybody? Absolutely. One of the best offenses in the game. But there's a reason why Eric Coryell and the San Diego Chargers never won a title. They were entertaining. They couldn't stop anybody. And I think that come the playoffs, yeah, you know, Ford Field is a house of horrors, but the fans don't go on the field. The fans don't make defensive stops.
We could.
Well, you get arrested for that.
It can't stop everybody. 60,000 people want to make it happen? No, pick that flag up.
I don't think they have the defense to win the Super Bowl. I think that they have. They'll make the playoffs, but I do think that, you know, I got them losing to the Packers in the playoffs.
248-539-9797. David, let's get some ticket texts while Kenny answers the phones.
Oh, I just cleared that up. What are we doing here? We're winning the Super Bowl? That's the prediction?
Well, I had said that there's a reason you and Costa are close. It's because you're a pussycat and he loves cats. You just did the Stoney. Oh, the Lions will make the Super Bowl but lose. Not a hell with that hedge. Say it with your chest. No hedging.
Maybe maybe in the bye week, maybe halfway through the season, but right now, man, the Chiefs, I mean, I think they do what no other team has ever done in the history of the NFL is win three-peat. That's where I'm at. And once you get to the Super Bowl, basically anything can happen. It turns into a wacky world once you're there. I can't say it with my chest just yet.
Okay, so here's my deal. Does Kenny represent you, the Lions fans? Say it. We ain't talking what's your favorite cupcakes. Say it. Does Kenny represent you? Are you scared? Because the reality is, this is a new world you're stepping into. This is the first day being out of prison for you. You were locked up for 60 years. And now you turn around and go, wait a second. I don't have to ask permission to go to the bathroom? No. You're a Super Bowl team.
No, Red.
It's the truth. It just, I want to know if Kenny actually represents you. Scared. Unwilling, wavering, skittish, unnerved. You're just not willing to say it. Because to me, you can't make a credible argument that they are not one of the three teams in this league, four teams in this league, that has a claim to being a Super Bowl favorite. And look, am I taking a small leap of faith with the defense? Yes, I am. I admit that. But I think they've earned that leap. Because when you have players that are under the age of 25, those players have a knack for doing the following. You're getting better. This is not an older team. You're not relying on Brock Marion at safety. This is a different thing. You know, maybe this is the year Aiden gets 15 and a half sacks. Maybe this, you know, Brian Branch to me could be an all-pro player this year. I think Brian Branch could ascend to a Tyrann Mathieu, Troy Polamalu type role with this team. So
I agree. He's my favorite Lion. So
I'm willing to say it. I want to know, does Kenny represent you, or do I? I don't care. I'll be the lone wolf on it. I don't give a damn. I think the Lions are winning the Super Bowl. So let's get after it. Unlike you, I'm not afraid to say it. If you're on the – oh, yeah, what was that, Coach? That's right. Say it with your chest.
No, put the clipboard over your face if you're going to say it.
Oh, the Applebee's commercial?
Yeah.
Not bad, B+.
You know what? I found it funny. Like, okay. I like when a guy can make fun of himself.
It's B+. It was good. It was good. You want to earn an A in commercial land, you got to beat a Burger King song. I mean, come on.
Sticking your head? Yeah.
Oh, my, please.
Hi, Kenny.
Oh, boy. 248-539-9797. David, can we sample the ticket texts?
We sure can, because they are ripping Kenny.
Kenny, my adoring public.
Kenny, you're weak. You're the Lions fan, and you don't believe? You should take that hat off right now.
Is Kenny wearing a Lions hat?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, the old school logo.
Take it off your head. Take it off your head. You don't deserve to serve food.
Kenny doesn't represent us. Kenny is a you-know-what. lost his Detroit card. Lions by a million. We are winning the Super Bowl. Nate from Clawson.
That a baby, Nate. Say it with your chest. Tell a friend.
We are literally the greatest show 2.0. Yes, and our defense will be better this year. Kenny doesn't speak for me. Joe in
Fenton. That's right. You know what? Print up those T-shirts. Kenneth Cott doesn't speak for us. Sounds like an election ad.
No, Kenny is sharp and soft. Lions win the Super Bowl, and Mike, you are emboldened with me forever.
That's right. Kenny Cott is the reason the border crisis is here.
Does this mean you get your official Detroit card if the Lions win the Super Bowl?
I gave up even applying.
No more going back to New York. You're in the Detroit Hall of Fame right next to Lomas.
I got news for you. I'm like a minority in the 60s trying to get into Augusta National.
Oh.
I gave up on that process.
Okay.
You mean in 2024?
Okay, then.
Yeah, don't sit at the lunch counter, Mike.
Oh.
Wow.
You might get a little wet.
Okay. Can we get this back? Can we get this back on the tracks?
That's going to be a drop.
Kenny Cott's the reason your groceries are so expensive.
It does sound like a political ad. Kenny doesn't speak for me. He's no longer a Detroiter.
I'm Mike Valenti, and I approve this message. Paid for by the friends
Kenny
of Mike.
Kenny is Charmin soft.
Right? Kenny Cott's a bitch.
Oh, I love this. Someone's saying, after a lifetime of watching the Lions, Mike, let's just take it one game at a time.
No. No. That's not what this day part does.
That's lowered expectations.
If you want that, go listen to the Breakfast Morning or whatever the hell it's called. We don't do safe. I don't care about being wrong. I don't care about looking stupid. If you don't look stupid in this line of work, you never said anything in the first place. I've never been interested in that line of work. I believe it. Why am I not going to say it? It is what it is. It's your time. I don't think the Chiefs are just going to go and win a third. I think San Francisco has too much noise right now. And you know, I don't believe in the Eagles. I don't believe in the Cowboys. I think the Pack are going to be very tough, but there's no guarantee you even play them in the playoffs. I would buy all the stock I could. And look, go sideways. Go ahead. Make fun of me. What the hell are you making fun of me for? Believing in this team?
No.
Oh, what a sin.
No, the only way that happens is if it's massive injuries. Other than that, man, nobody knows. This is the fun part of the season. And you're not the only one. You're not on an island. A lot of people are picking the Lions to not just get to the Super Bowl, to win it all. My only thing is, it's the defense. If it were better, I could agree with you. But I don't think that it's there.
248-539-9797. We are going to get right to the phones. It is NFL kickoff. I've just set the tone today. Bold prediction, Lions win the Super Bowl. And does Kenny speak for you or do I? It's Team Mike or Team Kenny? Because Kenny's doing the old soft shoe. He's giving you the Sammy Davis Jr. He is. You know it.
Well, the Lions will make the Super Bowl and lose a close one.
No, Kenny, it's called mental health. If Kenny picks the Lions, he feels as if he's jinxing them.
I just want to know how David called me a homer during our predictions before, and now Mike's calling me a bitch. What happened here?
Listen. Yeah, I don't control what David says. That's a you and him issue behind the glass. I'm just saying, I know in your heart you believe they're winning it. You're afraid to say it. I don't respect that. You're better than that, Kenny Cott. Why are you so damn confident with Georgia in week one? How come you not waiting until the middle of the season there, Kirby?
Because time and time again, they've shown they're elite. This is the first time I've ever seen the Lions
no, no,
as
no.
elite.
No, no, no. No, 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 no. Listen, here's the deal. You went your whole life without them being reliable. Don't give me a two-year time span. Come on now. You know that. You know that.
That's just it, though. If you've been driving an unreliable car for 20 years, you wouldn't rely on it to suddenly get you to Massachusetts if you tried to drive there.
Why? You do every day.
Just got a different
car.
Whoa,
Jeff Rieger. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls next. Here's Rico about cinder blocks.